CGM 99.1 FM programming is hosted almost exclusively by community volunteers. The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CGM FM. For more information and resources, visit our website at cjam.ca.
Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CGM's Handy Link. You're listening to HandyLink on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Welcome to the Pledge Drive edition of HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, and today I'm going to be rerunning some of my favorite interviews in recent memory. This will give you an idea of not only the impact that these stories have on the disability community, but on the impact that CJAM has in our community for bringing these stories to light. But before we get to one of those stories, let's talk about pledge incentives. This year, at the $5 level, you can get CJAM sticker, celebrating our 40th year on the air. For $20, you can get our music prize pack. This allows our donors to get some great music and some band merchandise from our prize room. For $25, you can get CJAM Live Off the Floor, 2006 to 2023 cassette with Zine. For $30, you can get the CJAM coffee mug, celebrating 40 years on the air. For $50, it's this year's CJAM t-shirt, celebrating the Jammin' One. For $100, you can get our ultimate prize pack. Now, new this year, we're offering the chance to contribute on Patreon. Now, for $5 a month, you can get the Nameless tier, which will include a music email sent out to you, and access to our online database. For $10 a month, you can get the Friend of CJAM tier, which free entry to some of our CJAM station events, and 20% off our merchandise. $20 a month, you can get all the rewards from the previous tier by joining our Community Radio Hero tier. This includes the station's eternal gratitude. We love our friends and family in the community. Truth is, CJAM really is built on our supporters. We try to bring to you stories you won't find anywhere else. We give a voice to those who need it the most. And out in our community, there are people doing amazing things that sometimes mainstream media just doesn't get a chance to take a look at. That's why we're here, to be there for those who just make the world a better place. Now, if you're wondering how to support us this year, you can go to patreon.com/cjamfm. You can go to cjam-merch.square.site/s/shop. Or if you want to do it the easiest way of all, just take a look at cjam.ca. Now, let's talk about a clip. First up, you're going to hear an encore, the interview with Sarah Ouster from Sarah Ouster Services. She goes the extra mile for members of the disability community in Windsor. She provides an opportunity to help them reach their goals and their dreams. Now, if you want to help CJAM continue to share stories like this and to reach our goals and our dreams, contribute to our pledge drive. You'll hear more about that after the segment. Enjoy! In this segment of our show, Sarah Ouster will be telling us a little bit about her accessibility work. So, tell me a little bit about your work in the disability community.
Okay, so my name's Sarah Ouster, and I run the Sarah Ouster Services. Very clever, I know. But basically, I work with people with disabilities just to help them achieve their goals. I'm a behavioral specialist, respite worker, and I get clients from all ends of the spectrum, mental health issues, different disabilities, And we just kind of work together to achieve whatever goals they have. Kind of figure out life together, if you will.
So in that sense, do you ever encounter any myths or stereotypes concerning things like mental health or invisible disabilities?
Oh, there are so many myths involving mental health. A big one that just stands out automatically is like mental health and, like, example, schizophrenia. Like, people are dangerous. People with mental health issues are maybe not to be trusted. Those are some big ones, but it's not true. That's something that is notorious for being perpetuated by the media. And there is a shift in the media that they're coming away from that, but early on in like the 80s, that was something that was perpetuated with people who had schizophrenia or DID, dissociative identity disorder. It used to be called multiple personality disorder. So it's nice that there's been like a paradigm shift with that, but it's kind of like when there's an idea about something, it is hard to change that. So people see schizophrenia, mental health, and automatically there's that stigma there. So it's hard to change that sometimes.
So how do you work with clients and those who would be there in their day-to-day lives to get around those misperceptions and those first-glance reactions?
Honestly, I think, I'm there to work with the individual. We're not there to change society's minds about individuals. We're there to work together to figure out what we have to do, right? And a lot of what I do is community involvement. A lot of individuals just want to go out and be a part of their community, whether that's make a friend or be able to just budget and go grocery shopping and stuff. And some of that, some of that's really tough if you have anxiety or if you have voices in your head that are like, you know what, no, stay inside, don't do anything. You don't need to eat, it's okay. So working through those anxieties, it's also tough if you go to the grocery store and then you get stares from other people. Right, so trying to navigate those looks and just having a worker to be like, okay, how about we just focus on me? How about we focus on what's on the list? What's next on the list? And navigating those challenging situations as they come is kind of what we work through. Because with every situation, there's always going to be something, right? And a different way to handle it. But it's helpful when you have more than one person on your side versus going at it alone.
So one of the big things in disability life is building on momentum. How do you get that initial spark, that initial you can do this despite that you have your anxieties or voices in your head? How do you start off on that journey towards a better quality of life?
I think a lot of that starts with the client. It's those tiny building steps that come that you work on with the client, right? Like, example, reading. I have an individual who would like to get better at reading, so that's something that we've been doing the last couple years. That was a goal that had originally come from him because he wanted to get better at playing video games but was having a rough time with reading what was on the screen. So it was a small thing at first where it's like, I can't read the screen, so I just guess what we're doing. So we took that and we broke it down into some smaller steps and we started doing some reading every time we saw each other. So you take a big goal and you break it down into some like manageable, achievable steps. Because sometimes when you look at the big picture, it can be very, very overwhelming. But if you break it down into some smaller steps, it becomes a little bit more achievable. So over time, his reading started to really improve. But in the grand scheme of things, it was very overwhelming for him, and he would often quit playing. And that resulted in him not being able to participate with his online friends, and he would get very frustrated and quit what he was doing, right? So now he's in a place where he can keep up to the people playing the game, and he can kill the bad guys. So that's something that he's very proud of. And it's also had a trickle-down effect where he can now read some billboards or all sorts of things that reading gives back to you. He can participate, but it started with, I just want to play my video games, right? So achievable goals and then broken down into smaller parts. But it has to come from the client. So I don't know if you've ever had a situation where somebody told you have to do something, but I know my initial response is always like, no, I'm not doing it. And it's not until I want to do it that it becomes successful.
So it's one of those things where it's motivation plus the overall strengthening in a person's life. Intrinsic motivation is one thing, but if you find a skill like reading, you start to find that other areas of your life, you gain that confidence and that ability. It's almost becomes second nature to you. Do you find that to be a case? So, love to hear your thoughts on it.
No, I think you summarized it very well. That those skills build on each other, and then that leads to confidence, and then that confidence can then carry out through other parts of your life.
Like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Sure thing.
Thanks. Now, before we cut to commercial, I want to encourage you once again to get involved in our pledge drive by going to cjam.ca, cjam-merch.square.site/s/shop, or going to patreon.com/cjamfm. You might be wondering what you can get this year. For $5, you can get the CJAM sticker, celebrating our 40th year on the air. For $20, you can get our music prize pack, which allows donors to hear some of the great stuff we've got on hand. You can come to our music prize room and pick something out. For $25, you can get a cassette with Zine, celebrating CJAM live off the floor from 2006 to 2023. For $30, you can get our coffee mug, celebrating 40 years on the air. For $50, you can get this year's CJAM t-shirt, the Jammin' one. I always love getting those, folks. I've got a collection celebrating all 15 years I've been doing the show to date. For $100, you can get our ultimate gift pack, which features our music prize pack, the coffee mug, CJAM sticker, and you can pick and choose from the prizes that you want to get. Now, if you want to support us on Patreon, you can do $5 a month, give us the nameless tier, which gives you access to our music database and an update on new music coming out. And for $10 a month, you can get the Friend of CJAM tier, which is free entry, CJAM events, and 20% off official CJAM merch. If you want to go the extra mile, you can go join us on the Community Radio Hero tier, which has all the rewards from the previous tiers, plus our eternal gratitude. CJAM isn't just about the people we interview or the music we play. It is about the stories that need to get out there, the things you'll never find in traditional media. I myself am so unbelievably blessed and privileged to be able to share disability stories week to week, telling the truth about disability life that needs to get out there. Whether it be the story of someone spending day and night researching, though they're not a doctor, trying to find an answer for their child, or whether it be someone who's traveled the world just to create job opportunities for people with disabilities wherever they may be. Fact is, CJAM is devoted to bringing together the best of the best in terms of stories that need representation. And CJAM's got something for everybody. We have shows devoted to specialized music, cultural topics, LGBTQ issues, disability matters. It's a personal favorite, of course. But honestly, 40 years on the air so far. It's really amazing. brought together people who just, they love this work. We're volunteer-based, so the majority of what you hear is coming from people who have devoted their time and their energy just creating the best for you. And honestly, we love to do it. We're trying to raise $40,000 for 40 years. Help us do that. We'll be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
Attention, listeners, CJAM will be having its fall 2023 pledge drive starting Saturday, November 11th at noon and ending on Saturday, November 18th at noon. As we turn 40 years old on the FM dial, we're hoping to raise $40,000. We need your support. Tell your friends and family to support the true alternative campus community radio station in Windsor and Detroit.
Welcome back to our pledge drive edition of HandyLink. We're hearing not only a pair of my favorite interviews in recent memory, but also why CJAM FM matters and how you can support us in our efforts. We're trying to raise $40,000 for 40 years. This is a big milestone for CJAM. We're celebrating our 40th year on the FM dial, and during that time, we've been privy to some amazing things. We've brought to light stories that never would have been told elsewhere. CJAM is committed to giving representation to those who need it most. If you want to help us do that, for $5 this year, you can get the CJAM sticker, celebrating our 40th year on the air. $20, you can get our music prize pack, featuring some great music and some merch from our CJAM prize room. For $25, you can get our cassette with Zine, featuring CJAM live off the floor, 2006 to 2023. For $30, you can get our CJAM coffee mug, celebrating 40 years on the air. For $50, you can get our CJAM t-shirt, featuring our slogan, The Jammin' One. Truth is, that is something definitely worth celebrating. I myself have been a part of CJAM for 15 years, and it's my honor to bring to light these stories. Now, if you're one of those ultra-generous people who wants to do our $100 incentive, you can get our ultimate gift pack. You can get the music prize pack, the t-shirt, and the coffee mug, and some of our CJAM stickers. Now, if you're wondering how to contribute this year, we have a new option for you. You can, of course, go to cjam.ca, or to our Square site merchandise shop, but this year you can also go to patreon.com/cjamfm. Now, Patreon being an ongoing gift, for $5 a month, you can get the name list here, which allows you access to our musical database, and it allows you to hear some updates about upcoming music. For $10 a month, you can be a friend of CJAM. You should be our friend, we're likable people. That gives you free entry to CJAM-hosted events, and 20% off CJAM merchandise, plus all the rewards from the previous tier. For $20 a month, you get all the previous tiers, and our eternal and priceless gratitude. The fact of the matter is, CJAM is a gift to the community, but we need your gifts to help do what we do. Whether it be a cultural show, an independent music show, or if you're like me and you have a vested interest in disability matters, CJAM's got a little something for everybody. And honestly, we love to do it. I have met so many amazing people over the years. I have literally interviewed my childhood heroes, and that is because CJAM gave me the opportunity just to speak to the matters that meant so much to me. 2 years ago, I had a chance to meet someone who helped me through my own disability story. I had a chance, after all those years, to look at these voice actors from a show that I loved growing up and just say, your work gave me something to focus on that wasn't all the hardship I was dealing with day to day. As a representative of CJAM, that was an amazing event to cover. But as a person, that was just an expression of something I felt I needed to do. Say thanks to someone who had done something that meant so much to me. Really, that's what CJAM does. It takes what a person is passionate about, what matters to them, helps them build and create content based on that. And thereby, we make the landscape of our community just a little bit better. Speaking of, next up, We're going to hear the story of someone who's doing just that by dealing with poverty and mental health issues in the downtown Windsor area. Hope you enjoy it, folks. In this segment of our show, Bob Cameron will be giving us an update on the work of the Downtown Windsor Community Collaborative as it relates to disabilities and addictions. So in previous interviews, we've talked about your work through the REACT program. Has the recent economic turmoil had any effect on the overall addictions rates you're seeing?
Well, I think we're seeing them. I think we'll find that the toll will take, there's a lag. And so any economic impact will plays its way out in, for instance, rental and housing and the stress it places. And I was just having a chat with Rick Sheeny from the Downtown Mission early this morning, and just have people having to choose between rent or food. And then what is the stressors that causes on folks to who are making that choice? And the impact it has on addictions and mental health, that is pretty significant. I think all that is interrelated. So that would be one significant impact that it's having. And we won't see that right away. That'll take some time for that to play out.
So I'm guessing that...
You know, the other impact, sorry, Cam, it's won't play out for 20 years. So the stress that a family is having on providing for children would be stress it creates in the home, and that plays out years later. So sometimes we won't see it for a while. So both immediate and long-term impact.
So I'm guessing with the choice of rent or food you described, there isn't as much access to things like medical care or just day-to-day needs.
Yeah. And then good counsel. So how am I dealing with raising my kids in a stressful environment to how am I dealing with a counsel for addictions or mental health? What are the options that are open for me? And they're difficult. There's an amazing amount of resources available, but for accessing them, knowing where to get them, and then the time frame. So folks find a counselor and find out they can't get access to it for 6 months. That'll be a particular example, but an extended amount of time makes it difficult.
So during that interval, I'm guessing the problem would only get worse.
Yes. Although they say a good friend is as good as a counselor in so many ways. So if my social margin is thick enough that I have folks that I can connect up with, share my grief, my frustrations, then it can have just as significant as an impact as going and seeing a formal counselor. So if my network is wide and deep, I can work my way through situations, most situations. But if I'm isolated, and COVID has done that, and the economy's doing it, and increase in isolation, the number of friends we have now is significantly less than it was 10, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And especially in a downtown core, we know that a lot of folks are living alone. If you live in an apartment building, there tends to be architecturally, structurally difficulty in getting to know neighbors and find those friends that are safe.
So how is DWCC taking steps to minimize or alleviate these problems?
I think driving our programs over three pillars. One would be looking at a recovery and looking at a recovery from trauma that has built up over the years, especially in the early childhood years, and the protective mechanisms I created as a child were supportive then, but are not now as an adult. So helping folks through those levels, recovery as an adult, as youth, and then we're now developing a program that'll be for parenting, so we can help parents create safe environment for their children at the young ages. So 20 years from now, they're not needing our adult program. Then when it comes to isolation, second element is through our community formation pillar. We're looking at bringing neighbors out of isolation and into relationship. And a new project that we're just launching in the pilot stage is a community kitchen that addresses those food insecurity issues and isolation. And say, instead of seeing these as problems, we have incredible gifts within the neighborhood and bringing neighbors together to make meals, stretch the budget, extend the gifts that exist, the expertise that exists in our neighbors up and down the street, and using them through a common space of a community kitchen. We're pretty excited about what that's going to happen over the next couple months. And then we have a pillar of character formation. It looks like, hey, how do I create the inner skills that are needed for dealing with adversity and as a good neighbor? So that's our spirituality component of how do we love one another in a practical manner, love myself, love my neighbors, and love whatever my engagement is with, a divine. And that's a critical component of long-term sustainability for enjoying this life.
What are the next steps in your work to ensure that the community comes through these hard times stronger on the other side?
Yeah, one is to keep on doing what we're doing that's really having a positive impact, like our REACT program and our youth program in the neighborhood. And then what are the additional things that our neighbors bring to us to say, hey, I can imagine this. So our community kitchen is one, looking at a second site, but also our Healthy Parent, Healthy Home program, designed for as neighbors come to, young families come to enjoy a meal together and discuss how do I create a safe attachment, a safe, enjoyable parenting that is positive rather than shame-based and fear-based. We're looking forward to those getting rolled out in the next 2-3 months.
Like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cam. Thank you.
Of course. You might hear that story and you might think, CJAM is all about the unsung hero, and in many ways we do celebrate that. But the truth is, CJAM is about everyone. It is about the fabric of our community. It is about just bringing a new perspective toward the matters that matter. Whether it be matters of LGBTQ, whether it be cultural matters, whether it be local politics, maybe it's disabilities and accessibility matters. Truth is, CJAM is about bringing together the most diverse voices we can, bringing you the best content that's out there. Today, you heard two of my favorite recent interviews. Two people doing very different types of work. However, they're bound together by the idea and the belief this community can be a better place. That's a belief that CJAM holds very dear to our hearts. One more time, if you want to donate to us, you can go to cjam.ca. You can go to cjam-merch.square.site/s/shop. Or you can go to patreon.com/cjamfm. You might ask the question, what can I get for being a donor? Well, for $5, you can get the CJAM sticker featuring our 40 years on the air, celebrating that. For $20, you can get our music prize pack and some band merch from our CJAM prize room. For $25, you can get CJAM live off the floor, celebrating 2006 to 2023. For $30, you can get our CJAM coffee mug, our celebration of 40 years on the air. For $50, you can get our CJAM t-shirt. I love these things. Every year it's... For $100, you can get our ultimate gift pack. And all the previous tier stuff is included. You can have two of our stickers, the coffee mug, the shirt, and you can pick and choose. What are our Patreon levels, you might be wondering? Well, for $5, you can get the Nameless tier, which allows you access to our music library database and some updates. And for $10 a month, you can get the Friend of CJAM tier, which has 20% off CJAM merch and free entry to CJAM-hosted events. For $20 a month, you can get the Community Radio Hero tier. All rewards from the previous levels and our eternal gratitude. And honestly, we are so grateful for everyone who pledges in. You help us do what it is we need to do. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to support our pledge drive.